You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
WMDX 92.7. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning here.
Good morning.
And it's a promising day, I think, in the weather forecast. Things are looking pretty good. And if anybody is curious, sunset tonight at 7:50, all right?
7:50.
And okay. Sunrise is just about 4 minutes away.
Can't wait.
Yep. Well, it's a little dark out there right now. We must have overcast skies. I don't know, but I'm just guessing.
Few early morning clouds, a little bit of fog.
60 degrees.
60, yeah. Looking for high in the mid to upper 70s.
Yeah.
Is that what your watch is saying?
You mean in the WMDX official weather watch?
Well, that's
Samsung?
The only watch you're wearing, yes. Stop wearing all the other watches that you have.
I did. I am a watch collector.
Like,
what a horrible dilemma that turned out to be for a while anyway. You know, I love collecting the... Marvel Universe watches.
You have them?
Oh, yeah, and I've got some old DC watches out there, and I've got a Howdy Doody watch, which is just wonderful. I just love that thing, looking at a puppet on my watch.
Yeah.
But don't wear any of them. All the batteries are dead in them. They're sitting in a box now, sadly.
Luckily,
those little cells don't leak like regular batteries do.
Right.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that one.
Well, if you want another watch, I do have a Cars watch, like from the movie Cars.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so if you want to add another to your collection.
No.
Okay.
You don't want that. No, I'm done with that.
I have a Bart Simpson watch.
You do? Yeah.
From Fox.
I have Simpsons watches.
Yeah.
I think you got me one.
Oh, could be.
From the Simpsons.
Could be.
When we were at 47.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, Channel 47, next year in June, they're celebrating 40 years on the air.
Oh, they are. Remember? Are they inviting you or me over there to celebrate our midnight movie show?
I'm talking with a couple of people from the early days, and we're going to try and figure out some kind of reunion. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. But you remember, that was the first day that Channel 47 went on the air, June 6th, 1986. That's the day that you and I met.
Huh?
A very, you know,
wow.
That's a big anniversary there. So 40 years ago.
That is something.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Wow. You know, I still have, remember when we were doing the show on WMAD in Sun Prairie?
Yeah.
We had a promotion about Get a Life.
Oh, right. The Chris Elliott show. We had a promotion with that?
Yes. We had a promotion with that.
I don't remember that.
Sadly, we didn't interview Chris Elliott, but we gave away Chris Elliott bathrobes.
Bathrobes. That's right. I still have that one. Yeah.
I do, too. I still have it. I won't get rid of it.
No way. That was such a great show.
Yeah. That guy was so lazy. You know, I have to keep that robe.
Yeah.
And tiny little alarm clocks. Remember they were little blocks.
Jeez, I don't remember.
Tiny handheld block, and you could just set the timer, and it had the second hand was him on a bike going around and around on the face of this clock.
He rode a bike. I remember the terry cloth robe.
Yeah.
Just a white, real cheap, thin terry cloth.
No, robe. It had embroidery.
Okay.
Get a life
right logo.
On,
yeah.
Right on the chest. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit later on, we're going to talk with Jim Santel, attorney at law.
I always assume there are a few things that are bubbling up when it comes to legal situations in this country.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the Supreme Court. What is it? The shadow docket?
The shadow docket, yes.
Sounds very mysterious. And Let's see, let's check the WMDXradio.com poll. You can jump in on the poll. It's the last day for this poll. We'll have a new poll every Friday. Mm-hmm. So the poll question, if you go to WMDXradio.com, it's if John and Gordy did one thing for their morning show, they should A, not change a damn thing, keep doing what they're doing. That's at 40% even right now.
Hmm.
B, include more stories in Idiocracy that risk their own lives and freedom. That's at 33 1/3%. C, sound depressed, angry, and lash out even at their closest friends and callers. That's at 13% now. And choice D is immediately be replaced by AI-controlled robots. That's also at 13%.
Oh, so we've had a few more submissions since yesterday already.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So you can still get in on that poll. Just go to WMDXradio.com.
We're begging you, please participate in this last day of the poll. You know, I work so hard on these questions.
I know you do.
And the possible answers to them. Yeah. And we are going to program the show according to this particular poll. We're changing everything.
Really?
Yes. Okay. From the results of this poll, that's how important this poll is. So please make it over there and see what you can do. See if you can influence the show at all.
That's right. And because this is Thursday, every Thursday the new newsletter comes out, the WMDX newsletter. You can get that emailed right to your email.
I hear it's up for a Pulitzer. It's,
I think so, yes. Some really great articles
yes.
in there, okay. And let's see. What else is going on? I don't know.
Madison Night Market.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I knew there was something else that's going on tonight. The Madison Night Market. We'll be there from 5 to 9 during part of that time. Anyway, you know, we got to get bed early, so get up early in the morning. So may not stay all the way till 9 o'clock, but we'll try. We'll try to do that.
It's
should
be
nice
tough.
Weather for the night market tonight. And there's, John, I didn't know if you knew this, but every night market has a theme. We're three or four months into this. I didn't know there was a theme for every night market.
After 5 years, they finally told us there's a theme to this whole thing.
Well, tonight's theme is Wisconsin history.
Oh.
So I think we should dig out the tri-cornered hats with the white powdered wigs.
Yes.
And our get the muskets out. You know, it's always a party when we get the muskets out. Hello.
Dang. Last time.
I'll be here all week.
I don't know. Target practice didn't go well.
So, Dom, do you have a...
I don't have a musket.
A powdered wig and a tri-cornered hat and a musket?
I can go to, like, one of the Halloween stores and get one
okay.
for, like, $5 as soon as I leave here. And then I'll have one, too.
Right.
No, I think your costume tonight will be enough. Are you going to wear that damn thing?
The Bucky Badger thing?
The Bucky Badger.
Mascot, yeah.
Yeah. I'll
is it really?
Is
you're
it just
try?
Like a mascot?
Yeah. It looks... It's a onesie. It's a full... It has a badger... face, you can't even see my face, you know, everything's covered, so
okay.
It's
well
did you steal it? I mean, is this something we're gonna have to worry about? We got a felon over here.
Well, wear it if you
I'll
dare
wear it. Yep, okay. I'll wear it.
Okay, well, that'll be something. And we'll also be debuting the new WMDX t-shirt. We'll have a few of those that we'll be giving away. That's at tonight's Madison Night Market.
I've been watching ICE and police throw down a civilian on the streets near the National Mall.
Yeah.
He says, I am not a criminal.
Right.
You know, a lot of us will probably be saying that in a not too distant future. Just keep that line in mind next time.
I am not a criminal.
We all get thrown to the ground by police.
Oh, my God.
Parading police in our streets.
It's getting out of
military.
Control.
This is crazy,
it's
right?
Out of control. Okay, let's get
to... Catherine says, you guys are part of Wisconsin history.
Aw.
Okay,
thank
does
you.
She
thank
mean
you.
That in a good way, or you guys are history? Or us Friday, look out.
Atrophying over here, you know.
Okay, would you rather have the would you rather thing going on, or would you rather not do the thing today, Dom?
Yeah? Sounds like we're doing a thing.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, comes...
The there we go. Turn it up. That's perfect. Good job, Dominic. All right.
Okay. First question. Good job on that, by the way, if I haven't said so yet.
You haven't. All right. Would you rather have an anvil drop on your head, or be born on North Sentinel Island. Do you guys know what that is?
No.
It's basically just an inhabited place. I mean, it's habited, but it's by, you know, cannibals.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and you're not allowed to go there. It's very dangerous. They have, like, spears and everything. And
yeah. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't recommend going there in general. I would say look it up. Anyone that's listening, look up North Sentinel Island.
Wow,
it's very
okay.
interesting.
All right.
But
well,
would you rather
what a choice. I mean, you're talking.
Yeah, what?
That's a horrible choice.
But you can live. You could live there, hypothetically, if, you know, they take you in, you know.
Okay.
You know, or well, an anvil drop on your head.
Well, I don't want an anvil on my head. That already happened when I was a kid. Explains a lot. No, I'd go with the island, I guess.
Yeah.
I think I would do the island, too. I would always want to go there, too. It doesn't look fun, but it looks interesting to go to.
Okay.
All right. Second question. Would you rather have... Okay, so a door appears at your apartment slash house, right? A random door appears. Would you rather open it or just leave it closed and never touch it?
It just appears magically?
Yes. It's like Monsters, Inc., you know, when those random doors come in?
And it could be another world.
It could be another world. Or it could be, you know.
Certain death. It could be.
Yeah.
Well, hell, I'd open it. What the hell?
You would open it?
Yeah, sure.
Gordy, would you open it?
Yeah, I think I would. I think it would. I would reason that, you know, the door has appeared for that reason, to be opened.
That's pretty good.
Otherwise, why would a door just show up out of random, universe?
It's an invite, you know.
That's
you
true.
Never know.
Yeah, you persuaded me. Yeah, I think I would do it too.
It could be Art Paul Schlosser world back there. By the way, we got to play the theme song.
We do.
The John and Gordy theme song from Art Paul.
We're going to see him tonight. He's going to.
I'm wearing a shirt right now.
I see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, Art Paul will be there, and I guess he has an issue with you.
With me?
Why doesn't he?
Shouldn't have an issue with you.
Gordy,
you're the one that promised him some money.
Gordy's the bookkeeper here.
for his song. He did a custom-made song for us.
The thing is, we all want to help Art Paul, right?
Of course. Well, sure.
I mean, he's out there all the time. He's not just playing the music. He needs a little bit of an income out there on the streets.
I agree. Yeah. Well, let's figure that out. Let's pass the hat.
We have been talking about that for at least
a couple of months.
3 days.
We need to interview him, you know? We got to bring him in for an interview, right?
We've had him in for an interview. Yeah. And We should have him back. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I would assume his CD sales go through the roof every time he appears on this show.
He's got a number of CDs and some great songs, really.
No, they are really good songs, yeah.
He's a good songwriter.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
See if you can dial that up there, Dom. Let's see.
I just love that song. You know, that's the only song he does in a Liverpool accent.
It's perfect. It's 19 minutes past the hour. Oh, okay. Hang on a second. You know
what?
You can win a dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. Huh? Yeah. We're giving away $50 gift cards. If you want to find out how, just go to WMDXradio.com and click on the banner, okay? It's all to help celebrate our Best of Madison nomination. Oh. Sugar River Pizza has been nominated, and so have John and Gordy. So check it out at WMDXradio.com. Just get going on a Thursday morning. Back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
John and Gordy in the morning. Is this a threat or is this a warning? John and Gordy in the morning. Who will be their guest? What will they be performing? John and Gordy in the morning. Are they funny or are they boring?
Okay.
John and Gordy in the morning. Will you be awake or will you be snoring? Chad and Gordy in the morning. The radio's on. Are you ignoring?
There comes the kazoo.
WMDX 92.7 with Art Paul Schlosser.
Yeah. And if you come to the Madison Night Market tonight, you're likely to see him
right across the street from us.
Yeah, from our booth. Our booth is right in front of the
at the beginning of the 200 block on State Street.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Should be a beautiful night for that. And again, wear historical garb tonight. Celebrating Wisconsin History Night, I think. Something like that.
Well, you know, we could go as Tea Party members. Remember that? They're the ones who wore the tri-cornered hats.
That's right. I forgot about the Tea Party.
The Tea Party.
Yeah. That didn't last long.
Well, that was another sign of genius on the right, you know, protesting health care for people in this country. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That meant a lot.
Hmm. That hurricane is getting a little closer.
Yeah.
In North Carolina.
A lot of people are evacuating the area. This is still part of the vacation summer season, and this is cutting into, you know, their state's income.
It's actually, they're saying now that it's starting to move away from North Carolina, the latest. So maybe that's some good news for those folks. Have you ever been to North Carolina? You ever been down south?
I don't think so, no. Yeah. No, you won't catch me there.
Well, it's a beautiful area.
It is?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Oh, well, that's nice to know. I'll never see it.
Okay. You know, well, that's kind of sad.
Well, you know, I rarely go south of the Cheddar Curtain.
That's true. Yeah, let alone the Mason-Dixon
line.
The
deep south.
Right. You know, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, when was the last time you were in Illinois?
It's been a while. You know, I've been meaning to go down there because of your little expedition down there, checking out the pot shops.
You don't need to report on that.
Well, I know. It has really spread up here, hasn't it? I mean, it's not legal, but everything is legal. I don't even understand what's going on in that industry.
They're even starting to get out into the country, I've noticed.
Oh,
I've noticed some billboards up around Sauk City and to Portage, and so these dispensaries are popping up everywhere now.
Good.
There's quite a few of them. I don't know. Dom, we should send you up and down State Street to just count the dispensaries now.
There's probably at least.
I've lost count.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know in Oshkosh, back when I was in college, there was one every block. I mean, there was so many.
Yeah. They're all over the place.
And it's every city now.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
And it's not legal. I mean, well it's legal. It's legal, but pot is not legal in the state, and they refuse to even make medical marijuana legal.
Right.
And remember, they wanted to, the small government Republicans wanted to make the Republican Party responsible for all the dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
They didn't trust the private market to do that.
Yeah.
The invisible hand of the private market.
Now, there's a dispensary also now on Johnson, heading out from town.
Oh, okay.
It's near Bernie's Rock Shop.
Yes.
And it claims it's the only legal mushroom dispensary shop.
Yeah.
Psilocybin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard a story on that.
Yeah.
Apparently, RFK Jr. is a big fan of taking acid.
Well, that explains a lot, doesn't it?
Psilocybin mushrooms.
He had a worm in his brain, so what else could be
skeptical
wrong?
Skeptical of vaccines, but boy, you know, pop one of those wild mushrooms.
Sure, do some mushrooms, do some LSD. Why not?
Unbelievable.
Good Lord.
Well, they want to find out if it's a benefit to post-traumatic stress.
I understand
all that. It's been on and off.
Well, microdosing is the newest thing, I think, in that arena.
Yeah?
Yeah, microdosing.
So how's that been going for you?
With the microdosing, there's no psychedelic experience involved.
Oh, what happens?
That's
just
I've heard you just
hungry,
feel good.
Okay. That's what I hear, too.
You just feel. Yeah.
I thought maybe he had another insight into all of that.
No. I don't know. I don't know. God, I feel like we just there's a light bulb over my head and I'm being in the third degree here.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Back then, way back when marijuana was, you know, kind of popular, you know, in the early 70s.
Right. And still and very mid-60s. Illegal. Yeah.
Yes. Way back when, I recall, the big thing was the carburetors and the bongs.
Right.
You know, you really couldn't wait to get to the head shop and buy a really cool looking bong or carburetor.
I gotta say,
glass carburetors.
Whenever I pass by, I always see those like glass, interesting.
Oh,
bongs.
Yeah, they're really beautiful. Yeah, very nice.
I know. I would be afraid to get back into that just because of the paraphernalia that looks so cool now.
Yeah. Well, just keep in mind, it's all very expensive. Those glass-blown bongs and things like that.
I remember I went into one of those smoke shops and I mentioned marijuana just in passing, and they freaked out.
Did they?
Yeah, they freaked out. Said, sir, if you cannot buy any of these items.
Oh, okay.
Because I apparently tipped my hand and said I might be smoking pot, and they cannot dispense this to people who smoke marijuana. It was for tobacco only.
Okay.
And because...
Well, that was a while back.
Well, that was about 3 years ago.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
Fellas, it was sounding great, but...
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's hear that song, and we'll be back with Idiocracy.
Here it's coming up.
WMBX.
Yes, stay with us.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Dumb all the time, and that's why we feature Idiocracy on this program. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Fantastic day, 60 degrees. I like waking up to that stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty nice all day long. High near 75 this afternoon. Maybe a couple of sprinkles here or there, but no big deal. A little bit of fog out there.
Gary had my problem.
What's that?
John and Gordy, I'm unable to find your listener poll anywhere on the app.
What do you mean? Okay.
Or anywhere on WMDXradio.com.
Yeah, that's where you go, WMDXradio.com.
He was there. I didn't see it. I had that problem. I have, I guess we talked about it a little bit yesterday. I have the, what is it, the version?
I don't know.
The Android, the cell phone version of it. It is
Samsung?
The mobile. There it is.
Mobile version.
You guys, you're horrible at helping me.
What,
this
reading
thing.
Your mind?
The mobile version of it on my laptop, and I wasn't able to find it until I scrolled all the way almost to the bottom.
Really?
Yeah, it was just one story.
Well, it shouldn't work like that.
I know it shouldn't work like that. I don't know what's happening. But anyway, see if that helps, Gary. Keep scrolling.
Scroll all the way to the bottom, apparently.
Yeah, because we'll be there.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll have to put some kind of gold scrolling around it like Trump would.
Like Trump in the White House?
Yeah, so people can notice.
Okay.
Make it real tacky.
We'll work on that.
Okay?
Okay. We can do that.
Yeah.
All right.
And then what do we have? A few other responses here. Remember the squeeze bottle power hitters? Now, I never had one of those. We're talking about smoking marijuana.
Yeah. And Doug says he microdoses the John and Gordy show. That's the best way to take it in. Yeah.
Yes.
Just a little bits and pieces. Okay. What do we got? Well, we got Idiocracy. We don't have Tim Slecker today, by the way. Right?
Yes.
Busted pencils. Yep. He's not with us today.
He's not with us.
Took a break. Well, took a week break.
He's taking the day off.
Taking the day off.
Well-deserved day off.
Yeah, well, you got to prepare for school.
You know, well, that's it. It's back to school time. So He's busy.
That's what I wanted to ask him. What is it that we're going to do now that we don't have a Department of Education? What are we doing? Does anybody have access to anything anymore?
I don't know.
Any kind of funding whatsoever? Yeah. School lunches gone? History?
I know it.
I know.
They just keep taking the money away, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I want to get to this cut because I think it's it says a lot about the concern and the work that Trump is doing in the White House, you know, to keep us safe and protect us from all sources of enemies. All right,
okay.
I think this is one of those things where it's just we've never played this cut. I always try to at least document this by playing it. So
all right.
Here we go. This
okay.
is the question was. Nothing unsettling about Trump's answer here? Let's listen.
Okay.
To cut 118.
Thanks.
I just picked this random story. Go ahead. Cut.
Reporting that the Russians have hacked into some computer systems that manage U.S. federal court documents. I wonder if you've seen this reporting and if you plan to bring it up with Putin when you see him later in the week.
I guess I could. Are you surprised? You know, are you surprised? They hack in. That's what they do. They're good at it. We're good at it. We're actually better at it, but no, I have heard about it.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
He's not going to do a thing about it. Well, you know, everybody does it. All the big governments are known to have done that.
Hacking in.
He seems so complacent.
Right.
Hey, do you have that other cut that I just sent you up there? Because we're talking about pot, marijuana. It's not legal in the state, but boy, you can get it everywhere.
Yeah.
And somebody texted us and told us that our friend and great politician, Stephen Miller, said something about this recently about the hippies. Let's check this out.
They have no families they're raising in this city. They have no one that they're sending to school in this city. They have no jobs in this city. They have no connections to this community at all. But they're the ones who've been advocating for the 1%, the criminals, the killers, the rapists, the drug dealers. And I'm glad they're here today. Because me, Pete, and the vice president are all going to leave here, and inspired by them, we're going to add thousands more resources to this city to get the criminals and the gang members out of here. We're going to dismantle those networks, and we're going to prove that a city can serve for the law-abiding citizens who live there. We are not going to let the communists destroy a great American city, let alone the nation's capital. And let's just also address another thing. All these demonstrators that you've seen out here in recent days, all of these elderly white hippies, they're not part of the city. It never happened. And by the way, most of the citizens who live in Washington, D.C. are black. This is not a city that has had any safety for its black citizens for generations. And President Trump is the one who is fixing that with the support of the Metropolitan Police Department.
All right. That's a little hard to hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, elderly white hippies.
Yes.
That's where we are.
Okay. That's they're there to protect the citizens from elderly white hippies. Why not pick them as the enemy at this point?
They're so dangerous.
It's so wild to even think that with all these Humvees and the soldiers and the occupation of D.C. that people are feeling safer and they can go out to dinner now.
Oh, sure.
Sit out on the sidewalk and enjoy the parade of tanks. The drones flying by to make sure they're eating the right things.
Yeah, I'm sure it's doing great for the tourist industry that's visiting all
of you. Wow.
D.C. and seeing all the sights.
It's just impossible to even imagine this happening, and it is happening in spades. And all the red states are sending their National Guard there.
Sure,
they don't need them; they're just sending them there. This is just a show.
A
show.
Yeah,
it's just a show.
Yeah,
performance art. This is what it's all about. Mm. All right. Well, let's get to the AI chatbots. Okay. Clogging up the social media.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Yeah, it's a big deal. AI-powered bots, also known as AI chatbots, are virtual assistants. They are computer programs designed to simulate human conversation and perform tasks through natural language processing. Right. You know, this is almost a description of Dom and what he does here.
Can I get replaced by an AI?
That's chatbot.
Well, I don't know. These AI chatbots are now used to flood social media, giving the impression that a lot of Americans support this flood of misinformation and lies. So, okay. I mean, it's, wait, I have a cut here. This is cut 119. Let's hear. It's pro-democracy's MAGA cult slayer. He's out there definitely taking shots at the MAGA. And this is an interesting comment.
Let's okay.
Tearing through an X platform, drowning in 470 million bot accounts that are running reality like a chainsaw through wet paper. And the network reads like a rogues gallery. Cat Turd, 89%. Benny Johnson, 85%. Laura Loomer, 85%. Real Alex Jones, 82%. All stitched together by retweet chains and reply overlaps, the GNN pegs at 87% bot link. It's not random trolling, it's automation at scale, lining up perfectly with NBC and Futurism's reporting on 400-plus AI-driven bots embedded in the Trump-Epstein disinfo nexus.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay.
So that's kind of a summary of what you can expect out there. You know, it seems like they're being promoted an awful lot. You get a lot of that in X and other social media accounts, but it's actually just chat box repeating something and amplifying
just
the message.
Throwing it out there again.
Now, here's one thoughtful response.
Okay.
Cat turd has descended into spam level, nonsensical one-line tweets. That's one of the chat boxes and an interesting influencer. He said, I blocked this account a while ago when it began looking like a bot. Benny Johnson has become like spam as well. He wouldn't survive without Russian support. Now, he got like $500,000. Do you remember the influencers, the right-wing podcasters were getting paid by Russian television to repeat a lot of their programming, a lot of their points? So they got caught, and I didn't see a lot of people on the right complain about that.
No. You would think they would say something,
but
no. Yeah,
something on 60 Minutes where they say, you know, Kamala, cut something out, you know. Uh-huh. But when you have a $500,000 podcaster paid by Russia to repeat Russian lines and Russian points of view, and nothing happens on the right, no one says anything at all. We didn't hear from CJ. We didn't hear from my mega friend in Milwaukee. No, sir. They didn't mind. They didn't care. Yeah. But boy, you leave something out, you edit something differently on 60 Minutes, and man, oh man, the world is falling apart. All right?
Okay.
Now, this might be good news for some people. Apparently, software is now on the verge of extinction.
What?
Growing worries that artificial intelligence tools could soon disrupt the world's biggest software businesses are sparking a sell-off across the sector. A 30% plunge, as a matter of fact. Fears are growing that incumbent software makers may be at risk of heightened competition.
Okay.
If AI tools now allow applications to be made more quickly and at much lower cost, investors fear that AI is going to eat software for lunch, and that market is going to fall apart. So there you go. We might not see as much software out there anymore.
Software
just
developers.
A lot of AI is replacing everything.
Yeah.
You know, I've noticed that. I've used Google in my searches, and they use AI now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it comes up with all these different points and facts.
Right.
And it's interesting because it really saves me a lot of time.
Yeah.
I put something in and it gives me three or four, you know, bullet points.
Yeah.
And I know that they're true. I mean, you really have to research a lot of this stuff to make sure it's true.
Right.
But, they're actually things that I know about already. Mm. And that's my fact checking. And it's always pretty accurate. So
that's good to know.
Yeah. I like that stuff.
Mm.
Okay, do we have time for
No,
else?
We don't. We have, but we do have time for me to tell you about this.
Oh, okay.
The WMDX Listener Appreciation Party. It is coming up September 6th. That's a Saturday at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's to get our community of listeners and to get together and socialize over some good drinks and hopefully some good weather, too. But it's indoor-outdoor kind of thing at Downdrin's Distilling. And we're giving you a chance to win a VIP invite. Everybody is invited, by the way. It's open to the public. It's free to come and join in. But we do have some VIP invites for a few lucky people. For you and a guest, that would include a free tour of the distillery, tasting some of their spirits, and also a WMDX swag bag. So to enter, you just have to text us this word, and you will be in the drawing for this. We'll draw a couple of winners. The word for today is flower, okay? Flower is the word, F-L-O-W-E-R. So text that into us before 8 a.m., and we'll draw a couple of winners, and we'll let you know if you are one of them. Okay, that's going to be a lot of fun. There's an indoor, well, there's an outdoor playground for the kids, and I believe we'll have a food truck. Or two.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're working on that. And a few other surprises along the way. A few people will show up.
All right.
Yeah, some of our WMDX personnel.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Saturday, September 6th. Put it on your calendar. 6:48, back with more of John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX Madison. Stay with us.
I've got the secret I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. A little
Devo?
Well, a little Devo in the morning doesn't hurt, does it? I watched a documentary on Devo last night.
Yeah?
And it was a lot of fun to watch. I stayed up late.
Where'd you find?
I don't know. That? I can't remember whether it's Hulu or Netflix. It was just one of the selections and choices, and I had to watch it.
Yeah.
They were incredibly creative.
Very
what an
talented.
Artsy group.
Yeah, very talented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was their movements on stage that I just loved. It was just perfect.
Well, and their costumes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bizarre.
The flower pots on their head.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then they had the fake hair, which was designed after John
Fitzgerald
JFK.
Kennedy. JFK.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But it was like plastic. I mean, it was obviously plastic hair.
It was very shiny plastic hair.
Yes.
And then Reagan was elected, and everybody thought that their hair was actually Reagan's hair.
Right.
And they said, nope.
JFK. That's it. Okay. It is 6:54, kind of cloudy this morning, and looks like we'll see a good deal of sunshine later today. Highs in the mid-70s, but still some early morning clouds. Currently 60 degrees. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get let's talk about Greenland. Can we talk about Greenland?
Greenland?
Did you have something? Did you?
No, I was just going to mention Jim Santel is going to join us in our next hour.
All right.
Attorney at law. Yeah.
It looks
what
like,
about Greenland?
Looks
what's
like
going on there?
The whole takeover of Greenland. That idea hit a snag here.
Oh, no. I thought it was all a done deal.
Well, Trump is currently working on his despotic authoritarian takeover of the U.S., so he doesn't really have time for Greenland at this point.
Well, too bad for Greenland.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But you know,
they were looking forward to it, I'm sure.
Charlie Kirk is out there, you know, picking up the mantle on this thing, and he's still talking about it. So let's listen to Charlie. This is Cut 131.
You see, he wants to hermetically seal the entire Western Hemisphere. And part of this, though, the Greenland component, not just the oil, not just the rubies, not just the gold, not just the rare earth minerals, it's location. If you are really worried about Russia, and if you want to be able to have hemispheric dominance also against China, we have a major air base in Greenland already. I think it's a Space Force base and an Air Force base. The move needs to be allow the people of Greenland to first use personal autonomy and agency to disconnect from their Danish masters.
Well, that's fair.
Whatever process it is, we want to engage in popular sovereignty.
You sure do.
And then allow Greenland the opportunity to be part of the United States of America, no different than either Puerto Rico or Guam. And the argument that needs to be made to the people of Greenland, you will be wealthier, you'll be richer, and you will be protected.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm sure they're watching what's going on in D.C. and thinking, yeah, we want to be a part of the United States at this point, don't we?
Wouldn't that be great?
That's not a big promotional item.
Oh, man.
Wow.
What a...
I know.
It's just going crazy.
I know.
It's just beyond... I can't... You know, it just leaves you speechless sometimes. I can't believe what's happening.
They don't think that anybody is watching what's going on in the U.S., right? You know, the military takeover of every city in this country, the takeover of the government. You know, now Chuck Grassley is the enemy of Trump. Because
how did that happen?
Chuck Grassley is holding up some of the nominations that Trump wants to put in place in judgeships, and he's not allowing it in the Senate because Trump is threatening green energy. Chuck is out there. You know, I mean, the whole Midwest is dependent on green energy, right?
Yes.
I mean, we've got. Right. Just about, you know, we've got a lot of wind farms. It's a great wind farm country down there.
Yeah.
So anyway, Chuck is out there fighting for green energy.
Green energy.
And he's going to hold up the nominations until they go back on repealing the rebates and the help and the money going to green energy
like
jobs.
Like biofuels and things like
everything,
that,
everything,
huh?
Yes.
Wow. Well, good for Chuck Grassley.
I know, man.
Finally putting his foot down.
What the heck? How long did it take?
Yeah, wow. Way too long.
Okay. All right. Now, I thought this was really interesting. I've been holding on to this for a while. It's from the On Wisconsin magazine that we still get because my kids went to the UW.
Okay.
This is something right here.
All right.
Don't get it. The UW has deployed 4 state-of-the-art AI recycling assistants.
Wait, you know what? Detroit?
No.
Is that what you said? Wait.
The UW has deployed 4 state-of-the-art AI recycling assistants. What are recycling assistants? They are garbage cans.
What?
The picture here shows 4 of them. They're all across the campus, dubbed Oscars. I don't know why they're dubbed Oscars. The devices combine waste bins with interactive digital displays designed to make waste sorting an engaging and educational experience. And somewhere Sesame Street's Oscar the Grouch is smiling. Now I gotta say, you know, these are waste containers, and there's a monitor to help you figure out where you're going to throw your garbage, and it's an educational experience all at the same time. You never knew that throwing something away could be so interesting
and so much fun. Does it have a picture of the
thing?
It
does. You know, it's not very exciting. It's just, you know, 4 garbage containers with a monitor
with
above
a big
it.
Monitor above to guide you through the process. Okay. All right. Well,
that's showbiz.
That's it. 6:59. We've got news and weather updates straight ahead, and Jim Santel coming up in our 7 o'clock hour on John and Gordy in the Morning, live from downtown Madison, right off State Street, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.